USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Artillery and rocket fire are continuing for another night along the border between Israel and Gaza. Israeli troops remain on high alert for potential action in Gaza. Shortages of crucial supplies like food, water, and medical resources are exacerbating the already dire situation. Since the onset of the Israel-Hamas war on October 7th, the death toll has now climbed to over 4,100. After being stranded in Israel, hundreds of Americans have successfully returned to the U.S. A plane carrying 270 evacuees arrived at Tampa International Airport last night, brought back by Project Dynamo and its founder, Brian Stern.
These are American citizens. I don't care if they're Jewish or Christian or Muslim. We rescued everybody. So it's not just go to the airport, we have a free plane. It's incredibly dangerous. It's incredibly scary. All these people have taken missile fire. It's dicey, and they're not soldiers.
Stern has confirmed plans for at least three additional rescue flights. In response to the ongoing conflict, the U.S. is arranging for a cruise ship to transport Americans out of Israel. The action prompted by the cessation of commercial airline operations from Israel due to the war. The ship belonging to Royal Caribbean has a capacity of up to 2,500 passengers. Those on board will be taken to the island nation of Cyprus. The chairman of Ford is urging the United Auto Workers to come to an agreement and end the contentious negotiations.
We've offered a record contract which would make our UAW employees among the best paid manufacturing workers in the world.
Bill Ford today cautioned that the ongoing UAW strike poses a significant threat to the future of both his company and the broader American auto industry. Week 6 of the NFL season wraps up with the Chargers facing the Cowboys in Monday Night Football. That game is taking place tonight. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Representative Kevin McCarthy is confident Ohio Republican Jim Jordan will take over as House Speaker. During a Fox and Friends interview this morning, McCarthy emphasized his dedication to securing Jordan's election on the House floor tomorrow.
He has been an integral part of our team when we took the majority, helping us get the majority.
Jordan received the Republican nomination last week and has been gaining support. A number of Republicans who were initially hesitant about Jordan have now declared their intention to support him. Jordan needs 217 votes to attain the position of speaker. Miami will be the venue for the third Republican presidential primary debate hosted by NBC News on November 8th. To qualify, candidates must demonstrate at least a 4% polling threshold in two national polls or achieve 4% in a national poll along with one in an early state. LinkedIn is set to let go of about 700 employees, primarily affecting the engineering department, with additional reductions in finance and human resources. The decision, which was announced in a memo, is being attributed to the challenging economic climate. Skeletons recovered from the 1918 flu pandemic are offering new insight into who is more likely to die from the virus. It's been assumed that the 1918 flu pandemic, the deadliest in history, mainly impacted young, healthy adults. A new study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science contradicts that and suggests frail or unhealthy people were most vulnerable. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.